None but the hungry heart. 5:20. Spirit-motivated surrender. Keep on seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Colossians 3 verse 7. When the Spirit of Christ has the hungry heart prepared, there will be surrender. No struggle. No questions. We reason when we ought to repose. We doubt when we ought to depend. Confidence in our Father's love is the true corrective in all things. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him. If a believer surrenders or lays aside anything without an adequate divine motive, he will either secretly hanker after it, and probably long to return to it, or he will take credit to himself for having given it up, and will thus reveal self-righteousness and spiritual pride. A certain school of religious teachers make much of surrender as the way to attain blessing, but it ends in self-sufficiency, because the only motive that is presented for it is the acquisition of a better spiritual state or power for service, or something of that kind. A divine motive and attraction is needed if souls are to be drawn into the race and prepared to surrender in a truly spiritual way. And this divine motive and attraction is our risen Lord in glory. Communion with the Lord Jesus requires our coming to him in the word. Meditating upon his person and his work requires the prayerful study of his word. Many fail to abide in him because they habitually fast instead of feast. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. O Lord our God, other lords beside thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. Isaiah 26, verses 12 and 13.